Today is Monday, June 20th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was trying to log in to see if we have any voicemail messages, and it wanted me to do this two-factor authentication crap. I know it's supposed to be more safe, but it is so annoying when every app wants to send a notification to your phone and you get a code and like all this kind of stuff. It's like, or you have to use this two-factor app where you have to, it generates these random numbers. And I mean, I know it makes us more safe, and but man, every time I log into these things. Anyway, regardless, hello everyone. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. So first of all, I just want to start by saying happy birthday to Gary, one of our faithful listeners. Gary, almost every single day likes the message when I tweet that I've posted a show, you know, responds to the show. Very active listener. So happy birthday, Gary. I won't give your age out, because you didn't give me permission to give your age out, but you know, you have a lot of experience in life, and that's a good thing. So, related to birthdays, I don't know why this came to my mind, but I watch Rhett and Link, which a Good Mythical Morning on YouTube, and they are the same age as me almost. So it's unrelated to anything, but I was just thinking about ages and how old people are, and I'm roughly the same age. Rhett is a little bit older. They're both just a tiny little bit older than me, but only a little bit. So yeah, a weekend occurred, and I didn't really get anything done. My stepfather called, and you know, Mark and I have both been quarantining ourselves because COVID, and my energy level is probably 98% now. So I'm, you know, and I'm my cough seems to have, you know, gotten better. I'm not taking the cough medicine anymore. So I don't know if my energy level went up because I'm not taking the cough medicine. That totally could be, because it says it can make you drowsy. Or if I'm just getting better, which, you know, is would be good. You know, 2 weeks of not feeling well. But so over the weekend, you know, we didn't. So Steve called. I was going to say this, and said, hey, I'm leaving at 9 a.m. on Friday. I'm going to bring Shane by. And Shane is their dog. And here's the thing about that. It irritates me because, my parents and I have an agreement that when Mark and I go out of town, if they're home, they keep Sydney, which is our dog. And when they go out of town, if we're home, we keep Shane. However, it is always nice to give someone a heads up and say, hey, we're going to be out of town and we need you to keep Shane, you know. Now, I think there was an assumption made that Mark and I knew that we were keeping Shane, but I didn't know that we were keeping Shane. My parents had mentioned that they were going to be out of town, but never said anything about Shane. And they're going to see my brother, who has a house with a yard and everything else. And so I assumed they were going to take the dog with them. Anyway, regardless, I'm like, okay, that's fine. And it's not a big deal because we weren't going anywhere. Mark has only been a week since he tested positive, and so he needs to go. Technically, he could get out of the house now, but he needs to wear a mask. But we're pretty much staying around the house until he gets to his 2 weeks. And even then, I think I'm going to try to just stay at home as much as possible before our Europe trip, because I don't want to get COVID again right before we go. And anyway, so we've just been staying around the house, so it's not a big deal for us to keep Shane, but he's old. He has a lot of health problems. He coughs all night long. He coughs all the time, but he coughs especially all night long. He sleeps in, he wants to come in the bedroom where we are, and he's coughing and it keeps us awake. And now he just recently had surgery on his foot. So Steve was telling me, oh, well, you need to remove his bandage on Saturday. Oh, and here are the three medications they gave him. And here's the times that you have to give him. So I have to give him medication 3 or 4 times a day. I have to, you know, remove the bandage. It's just a pain in the butt. So anyway, we kept him. It is what it is. Sydney, which is our dog, had all these mats in her hair, just horrible mats. And so Mark said, we really need to give her a bath. We were not able to take her to the groomer because COVID, and we couldn't go. Both of us were quarantining. And so he brushed her really. I brushed her every night last week. But sometimes when the hair starts getting matted, you can brush and brush and brush, and the mats seem to come right back, no matter what you do. And Mark thought, well, if we bathe her and use conditioner and everything else, maybe that'll help. And so he brushed her really, really good Saturday morning and got all the mats out, or all that he could, and then got in the shower, put her in the shower, gave her a bath or a shower. And then I helped dry her. And we spent a couple of hours probably. And the mats came back the very next day. Anyway, so she's still mad at it. I don't know what we're going to do. We may have to cut some of them out. Just literally lop some hair off where there are mats, because usually we're really good about, but these are big. I mean, these are big mats. But anyway, so we did that. And I mowed at some point the front yard, but I feel like it must have been Friday when I did that. And then we recorded Mix Minus. And then, so the rest of the weekend we ordered. So groceries we had delivered, because we're not going to the grocery store yet. And that was fine. I'm a little irritated because Walmart, when you order groceries from them and you have it delivered, and I have Walmart Plus, which is kind of like their version of Amazon Plus, or Amazon Prime. You get free delivery. And they even do same day delivery. So it doesn't cost me anything other than the little membership fee for Plus. And so that's fine. And I do get, all the other benefits, whatever they are. But anyway, regardless, I get a little bit annoyed because the inventory system is apparently not always up to date. So you'll order something. Oh, I want a chicken pot pie, Marie Callender's chicken pot pie. And then you'll get an email saying, your order is scheduled for delivery at 4 p.m. Here are the items that we didn't have. And you could cancel the order, but they don't give you anyway. So that happened and I needed some things. So I had to do a second order to pick a different brand or something, so that I could get those items. But I mean, it wasn't a big first world problems. Everything arrived. It was fine. But most of the weekend, I mean, like most of the day Saturday and the evening, and most of the day Sunday and the evening, we were planning this Europe trip. We like to have an organized, you know, trip. So just to give you guys a little bit of an overview, we're flying out on July 2nd and arriving in Venice on July 3rd. And so we booked a tour for Basilica and Doge's Palace, and we still have to decide just kind of the walking, our own personal walking tour. We need to map that out and figure out like where we're going to go just on our own. We booked our train to Florence from Venice, planned the time, all that. That was easy. You don't technically have to book those regional trains ahead of time, but I just want to have all that printed out in hand, ready to go, because it's a different country, different language, like all that kind of stuff. I want to have it. But if anything goes wrong, apparently they have kiosks where you can just, and you can select English as your language, and then you can do it all there. So that's fine as well. We have a backup. Tuesday, July 5th, we're in Florence. We're doing Uffizi Gallery, We did a guided tour of that because all these places say you need skip the line tickets because lines are super long. And even Baron Frosty recommended that for Rome. We're doing a food tour that's a guided thing from 11:30 to 3, and then we're doing a guided Academia Gallery tour, which is where David, the Statue of David is. Then on Wednesday, we're doing a train from Florence to Rome. Now for this one, we did our own self-guided tour. We mapped it out. We created the Google Maps. Nothing that required tickets, just points of interest that we wanted to go to in Rome. We did book a guided Colosseum tour. So we got that. Then on Thursday, we're doing a St. Peter's Basilica 8 to 10 a.m. a tour. And then we're checking into the cruise at 3 p.m. And on and on and on. So the first day of the tour, we're doing Amalfi Coast and Pompeii tour. Then Saturday is a sea day. And then July 10th is Barcelona. We're doing our own walking tour in Barcelona, but we had to book a bunch of tickets, and they all require a time. And we're doing Casa Batlló, Sagrada Familia, Park Güell. These are all Gaudi architecture. And we're going to eat some ensaimada or something. I don't know. I'll have to cover some more of this tomorrow because I'm out of time. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.